Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is going to be a spoiler-filled review of the latest and final episode of Season 2 of Star Trek Picard, titled Farewell. And what a farewell it was. Remember, spoilers. Now, a lot of people be a little complaining about Wesley Crusher coming back. Like, he was like Will Wheaton, he was doing this. We have no idea how the character of Wesley Crusher matured or how he changed in the time that he's been gone since we last saw him in 2002. So, gonna give him a little bit of a pass. And we got to see Wesley Crusher, so check that box. Because we know he's not going to be in Season 3. So, it allows for us to know about him, and maybe even his mom to talk about him, and we're not curious about where Wesley is, because they snuck it in that he's doing Traveler-like stuff. And doing that good stuff, and part of the same organization that Gary Seven was in, and maybe now the girl that plays Corey, she's going to maybe spin off into her own show as a Traveler. I mean, they basically just like served up as a backdoor pilot, really. So that would be interesting. And I'm really curious on Tallinn, because they could say that Laris leaves Picard in 2401 and then becomes a Traveler. Just like what we just saw, got done seeing the one girl becoming. Then, gets tasked with keeping an eye on Rene Picard. So then, when we see Laris at the end of Season 2, we're actually seeing her before she goes back in time to do that 24-year stint of watching out for Rene, which means that Tallinn is her, and she dies. We just haven't seen that point of view yet. That way it makes sense to let a person playing the same person and she dies, so can't really have a kid after that. So I'd be completely fine with that. It would make sense. You know, like this is like in that episode of TNG when he was doing the back and forth through time thing and there being a temporal paradox and Q wanted him to understand that. So it's the same basic thing, basically, so I'm cool with it. Real staying back in the past. Fantastic. Us getting a little biography about what happens after that point. That was really cool. This episode was, I feel like it's like you could take episode 1, 2, and 10 and marry them together with very little discombobulation. And I understand why Agnes wore the mask. It wasn't because of us, the fans. It was because they have to go back in time. Q brought them back before they went, but they still went. They still went and did their thing. And so, if Agnes didn't have that, if she didn't have that mask on, then that could cause a temporal paradox. So she had to wear the mask, so everything still went the same way. It's no different than Guinan in the episode that we were all like, why doesn't Picard, why doesn't she remember Picard, same thing. She knew in 1880 that she was going to meet him. And so in 2364, she had to keep her mouth shut until it came to pass. So she didn't have a paradox. So I think that if she would have had no mask on, that it would have caused some sort of paradox. So the mask being on isn't sloppy writing. I mean, the writing was on the wall. I mean, Agnes and the Borg Queen storyline pretty much wrote itself, and we all predicted where it was going to go. So I don't think it was one of those sloppy writing things. I think just one thing had to lead to another, led to that, led to what happens on the Stargazer. The only issue I had, the only thing that I wish would have happened instead, is when Soon was in his laboratory and he was watching the news article, the video saying that Rene Picard is doing whatever, that when he walked over to the screen, he should be like doing the same motion that the bad guy on Speep is doing, where he found the computer glitch and he went screamed and yelled and got all mad. I kind of think that he should have responded a little bit like that, because from his perspective, he thought he killed her, and now she's fine. He gave her a neurotoxin, so he should have been a little bit more like, what is going on? And then realizing the someone had to have taken her place. Instead, he was kind of just looking at the screen, going, ah, that sucks. So that is my only thing on that. I think the response should have been kind of like shock and awe and why is she there? I thought I killed her type thing. Just a little bit more of that. But on the whole of the episode, it was great. It was really great to go back full circle to the beginning of the first episode of season one, as if no time passed by. Literally, how yesterday's Enterprise of them, because that's exactly what happened. And then we get to see that there's some kind of transwarp hub being opened, and now that there might be something on the other side of it. Are they going to go into that in season three? Or is it going to be like something that they just like have on the back burner, because we know that Allison Pill isn't going to be in it for season three? And we also know that apparently that Elnor isn't, and Rios off, obviously, to make room for the TNG class to come in. So I don't know. It could be one of those things where when they were writing it, they didn't have the plan for the TNG cast, but it doesn't make sense because they're filming back to back. So maybe Agnes is not wearing the mask just for that moment, but will wear the mask forever on, as this is a form of protection, maybe? I'm not sure. I just trying to reconcile why she's not going to be in the season three if she requested in the closing to have a temporary joining of the Federation and them to stand guard of this transwarp hub if we're never going to see her in season three. So it's a little question mark on that. But overall, the whole season has been fun. It wasn't about a big bad necessarily. It was just about the human condition. It was mostly about Picard coming to terms with his mother committing suicide because of mental illness and how it affected his relationships going forward. So I think if we put it in that, under that microscope, and we look at it and go, oh, okay, it might be better. And then when you go back and play it again, you'll see that everything just kind of just dovetails into its own little thing, rather than being like, Rios does this mission here and this does this. They're all basically connected. You go from point A to point B to point C to point D to point E, and all those different things have been moved into position. I even like the fact that they basically retconned the eugenic wars in Picard, and they doubled down on it in Strange New Worlds. So I thought that was kind of cool that they had that kind of cohesion between the two shows. And to show that the records that Spock was talking about in Space Seed were, the assumption was it was in the 90s, and instead it was actually in the 2000s. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, it's bittersweet. We had a really good episode that closed it out, went back to the Federation, got the Stargazer again, got to see all the ships do their thing, got to see a cool little space combined shield thing to do some kind of thing to keep something from happening. And so it was all fun. I mean, the overall episode was great. I mean, was it too convenient that they went to his lab and they couldn't do anything about it and all of a sudden they could? I mean, sure, but let's not dwell. I mean, do we want to celebrate the show for when it's doing stuff good, or do we want to just continually nail in the coffin? The nails of the coffin. I mean, how much shit talk can one do before it becomes just, oh, let it be? There's always something good in everything. Like the hug that Jean-Luc Picard gave to Q, for instance. I mean, we had it all the way back to TNG where he says, you're my only friend. And he was like, what? No, I'm not. to I'm going to give my buddy a hug. So I thought that that was a good closeout to that, and probably not going to see Q anymore, but it was a nice little final closeout that we didn't get in, you know, all good things. So this is a cool little closeout. You got the Data closure in season one, and we got the Picard is ready to move on and maybe find someone now that he's forgiven himself for something going on with his mom, and Q got a proper send-off between him and Jean-Luc. So I think that on a whole, the end result was worth maybe not so good of an execution on that, but we're all looking at it through hindsight. And you know, when they're writing the scripts, they're not necessarily going, this is going to lead to this, because the writing sometimes changes midway through, or something happens to where that's not going to work, or who knows. But season two is definitely better than season one. If anything, just for the simplicity of the whole thing. You don't got to worry about, there's not a lot of moving pieces. You take place in 2024, you're in LA, and you're going to these four or five places in 3 days, and having to figure things out on the fly. You don't have a lot of backup, and you only have each other. And from the sounds of it, it's a predestination paradox. Irregardless of how people can structure it, if Picard remembers the bullet holes, that means that they were there to begin with, which means that this entire Confederation thing and Borg going to the Delta Quadrant already actually occurred. In timeline, we're just getting to the proper perspective of when it was occurring. At least that's my two cents on it. So it's gonna be a fun wait for season three, because I'm pretty sure they're gonna start. There's gonna be start stuff being released, and they're gonna probably maybe even do like a little more enhanced of a teaser, maybe, on what's going on. I mean, they hid Will Wheaton for a very long time, so who knows what they have in store for us. And we already know Gaze McFadden said that she's really happy with the story, but then again, they're also paid to say that stuff, so you gotta take it with a grain of salt. And I think that having Will Wheaton in the close of season two makes it to be where it's not going to be a question mark in season three. Whenever we are with Beverly, we're not going to be like, well, is she going to go see her son? Is her son going to show up? So I think it won't be as much of a distraction from what's happening, because we already now know what he's doing and what he has been doing and what he will continue to do. And now we know that he's doing it with Corey. So I think the whole will he or won't he, it won't bog down any part of the 10 episodes of the final season of Picard, and we'll be able to focus on what's happening. And because Allison Pill isn't going to be in it, then the Borg thing, the transwarp hub thing, can't be what we're dealing with. Or if we are, it'll be in some capacity where Allison Pill doesn't have to be actively present, or maybe the Borg thing went somewhere, or maybe even got destroyed, and they got to figure out something. That's entirely possible, too. So who's to say? All I know is the last episode definitely delivered, and I think people are going to find the parallels to yesterday's Enterprise, and how the timeline continued to go on is going to be the same. Because if Sela can still be born and go on and do her thing and do what she did with Spock, then you can understand the time travel stuff here, irregardless of how they executed it with Guinan in the episode where Picard goes back and that never happened. It's basically yesterday's Enterprise time travel. So on the whole, I thought it was a really good closeout, and overall, I think that the narrative for season two is going to be something where might have, as you're watching it, seemed kind of light and nothing happened, but that's because we were expecting this or expecting that, and then we got something different. So now that we know what we're going to get, you can go back and you can think about how each episode is, what's going on with Seven, Raffi, Rios, and Teresa, and her son, and how Picard is dealing with his mom's situation and how it relates to his dad Maurice and all those different avenues. You'll be able to go each episode and think what's the emotional thing on that, because really that's what this whole season has been about. It's more of the emotional rather than the banga banga, which from what I hear is what everyone loves in Star Trek, is because it's not about the action, it's not about the big bad of the week, it's about the message that it's sending and how you relate to it. So I think that season 2 hit out in the park on that, because Picard's gone through hell. And it's about time we had a little bit of a character study on what makes Jean-Luc Picard tick and how he's going to grow and how he's going to change from how we saw him in season 1. So I think that from season 1 to the end of season 2, you've seen Picard do a whole lot of shifting and changing around. And I think season 3 is going to even be another Picard. So I think we're going to be in for a treat. So to wrap up this podcast, season 2, episode 10, Farewell, I think was A+ on overall. You don't need to get into the nitty-gritty of this line here, that line here. I didn't like this scene because of that. Just the overall feel of it, the vibe, I think it plays well. So that will conclude this podcast on Star Trek Picard, season 2, the season finale.